So good evening. Blessings to you. It's always a pleasure to share this practice with you. It's lovely to be back at River Road, sitting in the big seat, the big girl seat. I want to just invite you to get comfortable, to find a posture that feels easy and relaxed. And just to let your eyes close softly. To bring your attention inside. Maybe the first thing you'll notice is your heart beating. Fluttering thoughts moving through the mind. Restless energy. As always, you can begin to calm and quiet the mind by taking in a deep breath and slowly releasing. Yeah, just relaxing into the breath. Making friends with whatever is arising at the door of the mind. No need to give it attention, but also no need to push it away. Just see if you can let it be there while you attend to the breath. Just in and out. In and out. You don't have to worry that if you don't think this thought, it'll be gone forever. It will be back. There will be millions and millions of thoughts to take its place. And so you can invite the mind to rest. Attention to breath. Breath in body. Anchor to the present moment. inviting a friendliness, a kindness, a gentleness, what we called loving kindness, into the heart. Note the climate of the mind, the mood of the mind, and inviting loving kindness, gentleness, to sit with that state, to meet it. Whatever arises, bringing a kind attitude, a wholesome state that is both a feature of the awakened mind and a key factor in awakening. The soft quality of heart is not so much an intellectual exercise, but a softening, a warming, a melting, expanding heart energy. Dissolving greed, hatred, delusion, worry, fear, and doubt. So we can begin this evening by offering this warmth to ourselves. Becoming aware of yourself. Your hands and feet. Temperature of the body. Climate of the mind. Directing feelings toward peace, calm, tranquility. Inviting those states into the heart. You might stimulate the arising of these emotions, these qualities. By saying a simple phrase, may I be calm. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. Whatever I have been in the past, in this moment, may I be happy, truly and deeply happy. Bring to mind a good friend, someone, when you think of them, their good qualities come forth very easily. Feel your connection with this person and all the wonderful things you like about them. Their support, their faithfulness, their loyalty. You might encourage this feeling of warmth to grow and expand by repeating, "This dear, dear friend, may they be well. May they be calm and peaceful. May they be happy. If it were up to me, they would be happy." Now let your awareness of this radiant energy expand even wider, filling up the heart, radiating outward. Encompassing someone that you neither like or dislike. Maybe don't know them very well. Maybe someone you see around the neighborhood, or the person who drops off packages, the mail carrier. This feeling of compassion is now wide enough, deep enough, warm enough to expand to include even them. This person that I see on a regular basis but don't know very well, may they be happy. I don't know the circumstances of his life or her life, but I do know I wish for them happiness. This person has fears and worries, cares and concerns, just like me. May they be deeply and profoundly happy. sensing the expansion of this warm and loving energy, growing and building, widening. Bring to mind someone that you don't like very much. Maybe there's conflict in the relationship or a subtle irritability between you. Maybe you've never spoken on it, but you feel it. This person has hopes and fears and wounds and worries and strategies, just like me. They chafe at criticism. Like I do. They want to belong. To be seen and loved. Just like me. They've been clumsy and hurtful at times, as I have been. They have caused me great pain and injury. As I have caused others. To the extent that I can see my face in their reflection, and to the extent that I cannot, may they be happy. Peaceful and at ease. If it were up to me, it would be so. And finally, to everyone around you, in this building, in this neighborhood, where you live now, where you grew up as a child, your workplace, your farmer's market, as far as the eye can see, and the mind can imagine. Whatever living being there may be, whether weak or strong, omitting none, the great, the mighty, medium, short, or small, the seen, the unseen, those living near and far away, born and to be born. May all beings be at ease. If it were up to me, it would be so. May it be so.